8:32, time check in with Little Dixie Regional Libraries.
Best day of the week.
We've got a new friend.
We do. I'm happy to introduce somebody today.
Okay, go.
I am introducing officially the new children's librarian at Little Dixie Regional Libraries. Her name is Katie Long. She comes to us from Columbia.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn the show over to her and let her explain a little bit about herself.
What do you want to know?
Tell us about yourself. Tell us about when you, what you've done in your past.
Okay, I started working in libraries as in a technical working when I was in high school at the Hickman Library Media Center under Jan Mees, which was great. And then after that, I worked at the Stafford Library in Columbia College, and then at Daniel Boone Regional Library, and I was there just shy of 10 years. So I've been in an academic library, a public library, a school library, and I've loved them all.
Isn't that lovely?
All right.
Isn't that lovely?
Now at Little Dixie.
Yeah, she's here with us.
You're replacing a legend, you know.
I am. There have been some big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope Paula's listening today. She told me she's going to be listening. And I have to giggle a little bit. She told me she wasn't going to be in for a year. I'm not coming in for a year, Rachel. It's been 2 weeks, and we've seen her, what, 5 times or 6? Yeah. So I had to giggle about it. So we love seeing Paula, and we're happy to see her.
Well, her year hasn't started yet.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And then when... I don't know when it'll start.
Yeah,
No, that's good.
We always love seeing Paula.
We had fun
She's
with
wonderful.
Her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're ready to read to children.
Yes. I've been doing story time for many, many years at Daniel Boone, and now I've got a great little crowd coming regularly up here, and they are just wonderful.
All right.
Yeah. Story times are?
On Wednesday mornings, we do family story time at 9:30, and that's for birth to 5 with a parent. And then on Thursday evenings, we'll do it 6:30, and that's once again birth to 5 with a parent.
So Katie really likes puppets. She sings a lot. They dance. And she reads a lot of fun stories. So it's always really fun.
Yes. Right. I love incorporating music into my story times and some gross motor dancing and things like that.
Okay. Well, and as you get more into it, I'm sure you'll put your... touch on things. You probably have an idea and a vision for what you want to do.
Yeah. Right now our crowds are small. We're just building up and we're starting slow and we're kind of going touch and go with our remodel that's coming up before summer reading and during. So we're all going to have to kind of adapt as that goes on.
Okay.
And then once maybe this fall we'll make some more changes. But Absolutely. We've got a good base to start off on. We're just going to stick with that for now.
All right. Well, and you got summertime coming up, too.
We do. We have a summer reading program.
Pace will pick up, I'm sure, there with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Summer reading. We're going to have a big celebration this year, something we haven't done yet. We're going to have a launch party where people can come in and sign up officially for summer reading. All ages. We'll do it in one room, hopefully, or one area. Yes?
Very good.
Yeah.
Katie is the new children's librarian, so we welcome her. And Rachel, April's a big month for libraries,
April
right?
is a big month. You know, it's Library Month. So this week, we're celebrating Library Week, but the whole month of April we celebrate. And by celebrating, we have free bags to give away. So at all four branches, please walk in. We're giving away free book bags. They're very cute. They say, read on them. So very snazzy. You can take home your library books in them. We have new magnets. We have overdue forgiveness. So no fees, no fines. Just bring in your books. We just want them back if you have an overdue. So check underneath your car seats, underneath your beds, in the back of your closets, you know, just that kind of thing. And then we also have free replacement cards. So if your card is dingy, if it's broken half, we have lots of people that bring in their cards and they've had them taped together with duct tape and things. So, you know, it's free replacement card time. So please come in, get a free new library card and enjoy your library. And since it's Library Card Month, both of our friends groups are going to have meetings this month as well.
Sorry. All right. And so what's going to be taking place there?
You know, on Thursday, April 19th, the Paris Friends are going to be welcoming New York Times bestselling author of Bettyville, George Hodgman. That will be taking place at 6:30 p.m. So that will be at the Paris Public Library. Again, that's the Paris Friends meeting. They do wonderful things for the library. They've helped pay for new shelving units, new paint, new carpeting. They're just great group. So please join us for that. Everybody is welcome. You don't have to be a friend. But, you know, it is their friends' annual meeting. They're going to have wonderful desserts. So, again, that is April 19th at 6:30 p.m. with George Hodgman. Then the Moberly Friends will be having Atina Roberts. She's a new executive director of United Way at their meeting on April 23rd at 6:30 p.m. She will be talking about United Way and what it can do for Randolph County. And she will also be introducing young adult author Brian Ketcher. So it will be a big night. And, again, Atina and Brian will be meeting on April 23rd at 6:30 p.m. It'll be a Monday.
Brian's local.
Brian is a local guy. Yeah, we're excited. He's also the librarian at North and South Park. So he's a librarian, he's an author, and he's, you know, a Mobley guy. So it's wonderful.
All right.
He's a great speaker.
Mm-hmm. April 23rd for that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. How do you become a friend of the library?
You know, a friend
of
the library.
You have like a stringent initiation process?
No way.
You have to read like 1,000 books?
No.
Eat cupcakes.
Yeah, that would be a really good thing, too.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's easy, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just a very small financial donation, and sometimes they ask for a little bit of volunteer time. So I know with the Mobley Friends, you can just come in and get a sign-up form. I think memberships start at $5. So for $5 a year, you can be a friend at the library. I'm not 100% on what the guidelines are for the parish friends, what the opening is, but they sometimes have a soup fundraiser. So sometimes they'll ask you to bring in like some crackers for the soup fundraiser. So it's very minimal. You can be as involved or as uninvolved as you like. And all of the money from these two groups go directly to helping the Mobley and the parish public libraries. So it helps with training. It helps with physical things. They buy materials. They allow us, I mean, it's wonderful. They allow us to go to training that we wouldn't normally have budgeted. So when we go to different places like St. Louis, hotel rooms are not cheap. They're not cheap, but this is very, very valuable information, and that, you know, we will be at a disadvantage if we don't go. And so the Paris Friends and the Mobley Friends allow us, they pay for our meals or they pay for our hotels, and then they allow us to go. So we are very, very thankful. The staff and the members of the community are very thankful to both of these groups.
We've talked about the many, many benefits of having a library card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the time to get one. Is there a charge to have a library card?
There is not. Every library card is completely free. In Randolph and Monroe County, all you have to do is just bring in something with your current address on it, and we will get you a library card ASAP.
Photo ID,
yep. So, you know, and it's always free. And again, you know, if you lose your card or something, it's $2 to replace. But if you lost it now, it's free. So
come on in. Now, that's mm-hmm. why. So people may be wondering, well, there's no charge,
there's no charge.
You lose it, then it's $2, but not in April.
Not in April. Nope, not in April. So please join us. And, you know, a library card allows you to have access to all of the online databases, so homework databases, foreign language, ebooks, e-audiobooks, movies, everything online that we subscribe to, all of that is also opened up with your library card. So it'll be fun.
It's an important card to have in your wallet.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, with Katie coming, she has some ideas on how to kind of enlarge the children's department. Mm-hmm. I know that you were talking about purchasing some music.
Yes. Because this year especially is Summer Reading Rocks, is our summer reading theme. Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at bringing quite a bit of new music for our children's department. Some current mm-hmm. things like Kids Bop and some older things like Lori mm-hmm. Berkner and Raffi. We're going to get some world music, some classical music, some Baby Einstein. I've got a whole list of things we'd like to buy.
Okay.
We're going to get some new shelving for it, and it's mm-hmm. going to be exciting.
We are. And we also have something new that is relatively new to us, and it's called a binge box. And what a binge box is, it's a collection of movies that have a loose theme. So if it's like 80s hair bands, or, you know, it's a loose theme, and there's 5 to 6 DVDs within that binge box. And so it's perfect for you to come and to check out on your library card, and then you can take it home for the weekend, and then you have 6 movies that are kind of all on one theme. So if your theme is, if you're in the mood for a Tom Hanks like movie fest, you can come and check out the Tom Hanks binge box and have like 6 movies. I think Big and Toy Story, and, you know. But anyway, we have about 30 of those circulating now. Those are all brand new. And so, you know, none of them are objectionable. They're all like PG, PG-13. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty fun. It's kind of a neat idea. We stole it from Kirksville Library. and they had a wonderful time with it. So we're like, well, heck, we can do some binge boxes too.
Thanks,
absolutely. So if you don't have Netflix, mm-hmm. come on to the library and we can binge you.
We can hook you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. And you don't have to pay.
Don't have to pay anything.
Because you got your library card.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, look for any books that you might have forgotten to return.
Please do.
This is the time to get that turned in.
Uh-huh. Check in closets, check underneath the car seats, underneath beds.
Cars. You know. They always tend to hide under the seats in cars or in the trunk.
All right. Look for those books. It's Amnesty Month, right?
Amnesty Month. Yes, sir.
Bring your books in. Okay, good. Well, Katie, glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Little Dixie.
We're excited.
All right. Things are going well.
Things are going well. Absolutely. We're getting ready to start our remodel. Hopefully that'll be at the beginning of the summer. So that'll be a huge project. We're going to get new carpeting, new painting throughout the whole building. So it'll, you know, have patience with us if you come in during that time, because it'll be an adventure for all of us.
So, but we will be open the entire time.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we'll not shut down.
Correct.
But how do you do remodeling and make it quiet in a library?
We will not be able to do that.
You don't.
All right.
We're going to smile and... work around, see what we can do.
So nobody will be going shh.
No,
no, no, no. We are not a shushing library.
You don't shush?
We don't shush.
We don't shush anymore?
No shushing.
See, I'm learning more about libraries.
I'm telling you. You hang out with the cool people, Brad.
I still want to find where the bookmobiles have all ended up.
Yeah.
These vehicles. Uh-huh. And now we don't shush anymore.
We don't shush. Okay. No shushing.
All right. Very good. Mm-hmm.